Mount Cleveland showed more signs of activity last weekend. The volcano, located in the central Aleutians, has been fairly active this summer, and it released a 7-kilometer plume containing ash and steam on Sunday morning. Steve McNutt is a research professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and a coordinating scientist at the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Here's what he can make out from the satellite imagery of the volcano.
Satellite images showed a weak plume possibly containing ash in the vicinity of Cleveland volcano. And this is not completely in isolation. The remote sensing data from several different sensors has showed over the last couple of weeks an increase in the number of thermal anomalies. So that means when the satellites are flying straight overhead looking down in the volcano, they see evidence of increased heat in the summit area.
2 weeks ago, AVO placed Cleveland on watch and upped its status to yellow. But on Friday, AVO moved the volcano down to unassigned. Now it's back on yellow and will be for some time due to the difficulty of monitoring the volcano.
The trouble with Cleveland is it seems to be mildly active a lot of the time, and about a half dozen times a year it has these small eruptions, small to moderate eruptions with an ash plume up in the 15,000-20,000 foot range. And it's because we don't have any monitoring instruments directly on it, the best we can do is use the remote sensing data to try to guesstimate when the conditions are favorable.
Cleveland frequently emits ash, and plumes like this are released about 6 times a year. McNutt says that AVO is keeping a close eye on the volcano, but that increased thermal activity doesn't necessarily mean a major eruption is on the way. Still, even small plumes could spell trouble for air travel and inconvenience nearby boats. Trans-Pacific jets shouldn't be affected since they fly at much higher elevations.